I need a beer.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bogus Bobcat right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap boozy bottom shelf. Bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff. We cover it here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid. Smash that subscribe button. Over 25,000 subscribers and counting on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. So if you stumbled across this video, the shorts, Cheers, Norm, Rodney, Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, wrestling, old school nostalgia, whatever brought you to the dance, stick around, watch the video, because we have a great episode on tap for you guys this week. You can see him right here. We will be diving in for a little side-by-side comparison, the Great Apple Battle today between Keystone Light Apple and Busch Light Apple. If you've been sticking around, you know these are the hottest commodities on or in the world today, as we should say. And we are going to break that down today with a few extra bonus goodies on tap here as well. So buckle up, strap in, and get ready for the ride. So let's not waste any more time before people start complaining in the comments that we didn't get to the action quick enough out here. So let's bring in here Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm still still catching up on sleep and everything like that from my adventures this past week. But
yeah, you're being the another. I was gonna say another world traveling adventure for you out there. But hey, when you do this stuff, it gives you the time to get out there and find some goodies. So that's a bonus out there, getting out there searching. Out there, but yeah, I saw you were out there. You know, the great state of Georgia and Atlanta, mingling with the people out there.
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's every year that I go, I enjoy it, and it's I do have to give a shout out to Brett and all of his crew, you know, for just allowing me to be over there and give me the opportunity, because it's like a family reunion every single year. And just how close that I've got. I grew up watching the Power Rangers, and being able to be close with them and be good friends with them is just it's a phenomenal experience. You know, it's something that's just it's amazing. And they became friends and family. So it's real cool, man. The drive sucked. Don't get me wrong. 13 and a half hours in a Jeep. Sucked, especially with gas, but
the time is never the fun part of the driving time, but you get to make your stops on along the way. I mean, when saw you were at that seafood and you had all that stuff at that one spot you had over there, so you get to make those stops, hitting all the liquor stores, convenience stores, seeing what kind of goodies they have over there, which I know you came back with a good haul.
I came back
stuff out there searching. That's what we say. You got to get out there. You got to get searching in these stores. You're on vacation. You're on a road trip somewhere. You're crossing state lines. You never know what you're going to find, because we know that what you have in your own area is so it's all the same stuff over and over
it's again, harsh,
nine times out of 10. But once you travel a little bit out of your little zone you have, you find these goodies and you're like, oh shit. You know, here's this or here's that. And so that's why we say you got to get out there. You got to get searching those bottom shelves, see what kind of goodies you can find out here today. And while we have a main event on tap here today, as we said, we're going to dive into a little side-by-side of the Keystone Light and the Busch Light Apple. You got to have your pregame warm-ups.
Oh, you have
here,
to.
Out here. So something that Kevin found in his travel, something that I covered maybe a month or two ago on the podcast, Kevin was out there searching and came across one of these guys here, the bull, the Schlitz. Well, they call it a bull lager here, but it's always a malt liquor in our hearts over there. Yes. He found the big guy, the 25-ounce can. And I still had a couple of these 16s in the fridge from when I found it in my travels a few months back. So we figured with Schlitz, the classic beer, being in the news over the past weeks, with the classic beer being discontinued with production and the sadness around that people have been and taking in, hearing this news, I was like, you know what? Let's pay our respects. Well, it's not the classic Schlitz beer. We can crack open a can of the bull to do what we can over here. So let's dive in. Let's get this party started.
By the horns, man.
Let's grab the bull by the horns and get us going. A little, you got to have your little pregame before the main event. You never know. The main event could be, you know, disappointing. We saw, you know, that people said, you know, the big Netflix, you know, fight with, you know, Ronda Rousey and all that stuff. 16 seconds. So hopefully we'll last longer than 16 seconds. That's always what you want. You want to always last longer than 16 seconds when it comes to
I mean, you know, sometimes 16 seconds, you might give her the best 16 seconds of her life.
That might be good enough. That might be good enough here. So let's dive in here. We got the Schlitz, the bull, the blue bull here, the classic. The all right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Man. It has been years since I got my hand on a blue bull.
Yeah. Hard to find. Hard to come by in a lot of spots these days. And the word on the street from my sources have been that the Schlitz, the bull, the malt liquor variety is still going to be sticking around, even though the classic Schlitz beer is being discontinued. But I don't know. I mean, is Schlitz beer the classic beer? Is that by you in Texas at all? I mean,
I don't see Schlitz anywhere. Yeah. I found this in Mississippi, and then I went to Walmart and actually found Schlitz beer at Walmart over there on the way back. Because I stopped at Walmart and I picked up another little 12-pack of goodies. And I saw actual Schlitz beer. I think it was in a 6-pack. But I didn't see more of the bulls because I was like, I forgot exactly where I'd stopped because I was gonna grab a couple more. But I just I got so excited I didn't even pay attention to the location.
Yeah. See, the thing with Schlitz beer, like the regular beer, now I've only had it one time. Maybe around 10 years ago, there was one liquor store that was new. And when the place first opened, they had a wide variety of beers. Mm-hmm. They had 6-packs of Schlitz. The one rare they had 30 packs of Ice House. And there were a few other like random beers that they had. So at the time, and I think this is in like 2017, I picked up a 6-pack of Schlitz, the regular Schlitz beer, and tried it out. And I was like, okay, you know, it's a standard beer. It's just like your PBR. It's like a Lone Star, very similar to that type of beer. Just basic, everyday drinking.
Traditional beer taste.
Beer. Yeah. And then I went back the next time I was there, maybe a few months later, and it was gone. And since then, I have not seen Schlitz anywhere around me in New Jersey or even Pennsylvania or the spots that I've traveled over the past between that time period. Schlitz is nowhere to be found.
Those might be like the last 6-packs and they're just getting rid of what they had in the warehouse or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw a 6-pack and I thought about getting it, but I was like, nah, I've already got the bulls. I'm good. And I was more focused on the 12-pack.
Yeah, so then over the past few weeks, you know, the news comes out that, you know, Pabst is, you know, discontinuing Schlitz. And if you see other people on social media that post like, oh man, how are they getting rid of it? But a lot of times you got to tell these people, like, were you actually drinking it this whole time? Probably not. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, is that once they say they're taking it away, people are like, oh shit, I want it. But it's like, you had all these years to be drinking it and you didn't. If it had been around me, I mean, I might have gotten it from time to time. But I know from when I had it, I was like, okay, it's a decent beer, but it was nothing that I was like, oh, I need more of this. It was like,
it's a beer that you get maybe like once in a blue moon. It's kind of the same way as I am like with Budweiser or with, you know, Michelob is one of those beers that I don't drink all the time, but like if I'm just out and, you know, like somebody's going on a beer run, I'll just be like, yeah, grab some Michelob's. I'm going to drink light, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, Schlitz was one of those beers that you just don't go to all the time, but if you see it, you know, and it's been a little while, you're like, hey, I'm going to go back to it. That's why I was so excited, because it's been, I think the last time I had Schlitz, maybe 2015, 2016.
Okay.
Maybe. Was the last time that I had it. Maybe 2015, if I'm not mistaken. Because that's when I was trying to drink lighter because I was pretty fit back then. You know? But it was, again, one of those beers that I was like, hey, I see it, I'm going to grab it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I would travel and all that. But so when I found it, I was like, I've got to. You know, I grabbed it. And I got a very good goodie bag. I sent y'all a picture of it. I mean, in the same store, which is why I wish I could have remembered the location.
Trust me, we've all had that problem before. I know I've had that before, yeah. Where there was this one beer. It was a high gravity beer, the horse or something. It was a blue, very similar, it was a high gravity malt liquor beer. And I had found it in one store at one point after being out, and I picked it up. I can never remember the store that I found it. I never saw it again. Like, I have no idea where it was. I searched all around, you know, years later, looking, could not find it. Could not remember the store that I was at. That's why I always try to, if I find something, you try to, you know, take a picture of it in the store. Okay, just to make a note and be like, okay, this is where it was. And I know Roadhouse has said many times, too, he's gone and found stuff in stores. And then he's like, shit, where was this? Like, I think it was maybe it was the Four Loko pregames, I think, when the USA pregames came out. He went in there and he sent me a picture. He's like, oh, look what I found. And he got a whole stack of them. And then a month later, he's like, I forget that store, where that store was that I found it. And it's like, oh, did it really happen, or was that a dream?
I know, that's kind of what it was, because I was so delirious from driving so far. I think once I hit Mississippi, I was probably on the road for 9 hours maybe. And I'd woken up pretty early to go. And I actually was crazy. I don't even know why I did it. I started, you know, cause this might sound bad, and I'm never an advocate of drinking and driving, and I'm not drunk when I'm driving, but occasionally energy drinks just don't do it. So I'll stop at a gas station and I'll drink a beer down.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of get my body waking up and everything like that. I'm not drinking multiple, but I'll drink a beer down.
Right.
You know, and it woke me up. And then I got that second wind, and I had 5 hours left of my drive. And I was thinking about stopping in a hotel, and I was like, no, I'm going all the way. So I drove 13 and a half hours straight.
Ooh,
there.
Man. Yeah.
And I got there probably at 2 a.m. Or no, it was 3 a.m. by the time I got there. And luckily, of course, you can't check into the hotel until 3:00 the next day. So, but one of my friends that goes all the time had already checked into his hotel, and his brother, I guess, went off with his girlfriend somewhere. So he goes, I got an extra bed, so I just slept in his bed.
I didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is the nicest hotel that I've ever stayed at in my life. It's insane. You have to park valet. That's the only way to park there.
I was gonna say, was it the Omni? Was that the?
Yeah, it was Omni Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say the only reason I know about the Omni is from the old school, the WCW wrestling. They always had shows like the Omni, and you know, being Atlanta, Georgia based.
Yep.
They'd always talk about the Omni. And or they show the things, and so it's like, that's the only thing I know about it was from wrestling.
Yeah.
but I've always heard good things about it.
It's a nice hotel, and honestly, I had some drama happen at the hotel, and you know, it was nothing really against the hotel; it was against the hotel guests. But I'll still go and stay there. You know, I think it might. I don't know if they're switching locations next year, but I don't have anything bad to say about it, other than the drama that happened. I had a little bit of drama that happened.
But if that's it's not like the room was, you know, garbage or
no, my room was nice.
The surface was crappy. Yeah, if there was stuff like that, then the hotel controlled that. But if you're dealing with some, you know, BS from, you know, other guests at the hotel, that's totally
That's out of their control and out of my control. But Dude, I had – so I didn't know – of course, I hadn't really paid attention to FIFA for a while. Apparently, the World Cup is happening in Georgia, in Atlanta. And my view from my room on the 22nd floor, like, they treated me like I was a celebrity. And I'm just – of course, everybody thinks I'm a celebrity there because I'm their tattoo artist, you know. And, of course, I get to – you know, I got to hang out with a bunch of them. I got invited to an exclusive barbecue. That was at the house with a bunch of the actors and voice actors and stuff like that. That no, they didn't want any fans there, so it was just me and my handler and actors and all that. So people think I'm a celebrity. I mean, last year I had a girl follow me up to my hotel room, and of course I was drunk, so I looked back and I was like, "Are you on the sports team?" She's like, "No. I've been. I'm sorry. This might sound creepy or something. I followed you up because." I have a question, and I said, "Well, what's the question?" She's like, "What season of Power Rangers did you play on?" And I was like, "God bless! I wish I was a Power Ranger. I would drop my tattoo machines right now and become a Power Ranger. You know, like I've been doing martial arts since I was 11.
Hey,
right?
You can still can, so, man. You know, don't give up on your dreams. I mean, you know, you just, there's still time. There's still time to make that happen."
What was funny though was I went to go check in the next day. And Blake Foster, I don't know if you know much about the Power Rangers. They had a season of Power Rangers. It was called Power Rangers Turbo. And the Blue Ranger
I have to say, man, I know like the OG, like,
yes, the
first
Mighty Morphin
season of Power Rangers. What I know from that's pretty much what I know from that. Other than that, I know there was so many after that where they kept going with it, but once you get past that first original season, or maybe the first season with the original characters out there, I couldn't tell you anything after that.
Yeah, so there was a blue Power Ranger that actually was played by a kid. He was actually a kid, and he's the youngest Power Ranger out of all the seasons. And it was Blake Foster, and now he's a professional MMA fighter. Really cool guy. So he was actually in front of me, and I know Blake, you know. I met him quite a few times at the cons, and I noticed that he was in front of me, and I said, Blake, what's up, man? I was like, how are you going to look at me and not say, hey? He goes, dude, I didn't know that was you. And of course I shaved my beard, so I'm not recognizable.
You're freaking everybody out. Nobody knows you. You're like, I look at you and they're like, I know this guy from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, but something's different than like, say something, do I not say something? I want to be that guy that walks up to somebody to talk to him. And it's like, no, that's not me. That's the other guy you're thinking of.
But what was funny was before I even like checked in, we had gone and eaten Korean barbecue. I got one of those beer towers, but it wasn't just beer. It was a beer tower with beer and soju mixed. And I finished most of it. My friend that was with me finished some of it, but I finished most of that tower by myself. And then I went back to the hotel room before I could check in, and I had a couple more of the Bush apples and Keystone apples and stuff just because they were in the fridge, and I was like, hey, might as well. And then I went to go check in, and I already had a pretty good buzz going on, right? And I see him, and he goes, hey, man. He goes, yeah, I remember you telling me that you do martial arts. And I was like, yeah, actually, good news. I just got my second degree black belt in Kajukenbo. He goes, congrats, brother. He goes, hey, I've got a fight coming up, and I'll be over here at this MMA gym. We're going to be doing jiu-jitsu. Do you want to come roll with us? And I was like, shoot, hell yeah, dude. I mean, I jumped on it, right? Well, my dumbass, I look at my watch, and I was like, okay, they said 5 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock right now. I've got a few hours, right? Went back to my room, drank a couple more beers, which I shouldn't have done.
That's a bad idea. Yeah.
And I get to the gym, and I'm like, yeah, I got a good buzz going on. I'm pretty confident, you know, like, but drinking beer before you do jiu-jitsu for hours is not a good idea. Because
I can imagine. I'm not seasoned in jiu-jitsu, but I can just probably tell you drinking beers before doing most things unless you're doing like beer league, you know, softball or in the backyard, you should be drinking that before. unless you're like a professional baseball player, where they would, you know, slam beers, cigarettes out there, you know, that. But for us, you know, regular people, it's not going to end well.
But so I started rolling, and like we did our warm up and stuff, and that, you know, that's not bad. And then we started doing, you know, like the drills that the teacher had. Very good guy. His name's Leon. Very good coach. It was a very humbling experience because I hadn't rolled in a while. And of course, I teach, you know, so it's kind of like it was nice to be able to actually train like legit. You know, I mean, I train legit. Don't get me wrong, but train at a different place.
Yeah.
But by the time I got to where I was about to roll with Blake, he goes, "Come on, little buddy, let's go." I was like, "Blake, I respect you so much. I've been rolling with all these people, and I was tapping them out, you know, and of course I got tapped out a few times, but I said, Blake, I don't want to throw up on you. I could feel this beer coming up." And he goes, "No, come on, man, let's go." Right. And we had a good roll. He's a very solid, he's got a very solid jiu-jitsu background. So, of course I didn't get to tap him at all. He tapped me out a few times, and towards the last one, he goes, "I'm going to give you my back." And once I got his back and I put my hooks in and I went to go choke him, I started feeling the beer come up again, and I was like, "Oh!" And he goes, "Dude, you lost it." And I was like, "Like, I don't want to throw up on you."
Yeah,
you know. So
I'm saving you from this.
Yeah, but it was fun though. I love Blake. I love Leon. They're good people. But again, it's a very humbling experience, you know, because like as I said, I grew up watching them, and me and Blake are close to the same age, so it's just like shit, man. Like we're. You know, we're the same age. We've both been doing martial arts for a long time. It's great to be able to train, you know, with somebody I looked up to, and we're the same age, which is crazy. So it's,
yeah.
But,
you're looking up to somebody, yeah. But it's like, oh, it's just because, you know, I saw you on TV or stuff like that.
You're still a person. Yeah. I'm not one of those people that fangirls. And I think that's the difference between me and like, you know, like people who fan. Like who are actual big fans, and don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan, and in my mind I'm like, holy shit, this is surreal. But you're also a person, and I know how it is, because being a local celebrity, I hate when I'm out to eat, and I, you know, like my waiter, like I've tattooed them, and they're like, "Oh, hey, by the way, this is some tattoo ideas I have." And I'm like, shit, I'm out with my family eating right now.
Yeah, you're not right. I'm not on the clock right now. I'm not working.
That's what I know.
When it comes to celebrities and stuff, it's like, look. You want to say, "Hey, how you doing?" But you're like, you don't want to be sitting there getting 20 questions about
everything. Exactly.
Like, "Oh, hey, what do you think of this tattoo idea? You know, what about this one here? Maybe we should do that." It's like, dude, you want to come in tomorrow to the shop and discuss?
That's what I say all the time. Yeah. Like, come to my shop, man.
I'm trying to eat here. I got a steak here. I'm like, I'm trying to eat this stuff. All right. You know, leave me alone.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it was a fun experience, man. I'm going to tell you right now, that trip back sucked so bad. It was miserable. I stopped in Mississippi. I was expecting to eat. I ate crawfish in Louisiana. I had to. I was expecting to stop and get crawfish in Mississippi, but by the time I got to Mississippi, I was drained. I was like, I'm done. You know, I'm ready to be home.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. That's always how it is. The way there, you're always like, you're gung-ho. You're like, okay, you know, I got this whole weekend away from ahead of me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna, you know, do this and that. You know, you'll say you're gonna have your crawfish, you're gonna have your beers, you're gonna, you know, see what stops, make your stops, and then okay, you do your whole thing for the weekend. Okay, that was awesome, fun. And then when it's time to check out and get in the car to drive back, you're like, you know what, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
That's always exactly. How it is. I mean, nine times out of ten, you ask most people anytime, even if it's not really a vacation for you, it's still a, you know, work.
It was a getaway. I work.
Yeah, a getaway for a weekend, you know, but it's just a 13-hour away.
Yeah.
Getaway. Okay, if it's like 3 hours away, it's like, all right, okay.
That's not bad,
You can make some stops, but you're like, I got 13 hours to drive back home. I just want to get it done. You know, stop only for the, you know, essentials, quick stops, and just kind of keep moving, power through it. And then just get home and pass out. That's it.
Oh, man, yeah. You know what pissed me off is before I left, I went to – because we haven't got the chance for the past, like, 5 or 6 years that we've been going to go to the Atlanta Zoo. And everybody tells me it's an amazing zoo. And they have a panda there. Unfortunately, the panda exhibit was down because they're remodeling it. We did get to see a red panda. It was cool.
Okay.
I went, and then I went across the street to get gas, or not across the street, down the street to get gas. And I guess when I was in there and I was searching for some, seeing what malt liquors they had and stuff like that, somebody had sideswiped my mirror and completely knocked it off. And I went back in and I said, hey, do y'all have camera footage on who might have done that? They're like, we don't have cameras out there. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? That's how ghetto it was.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So that's the things that we do for you guys. We go into the ghetto, ghetto. Okay.
You might lose. You go to the ghetto. You might lose a mirror. You might get shot. Yeah. This is the risk you take.
Now, my nice Jeep that I have has a duct taped
mirror
on it. I mean, I duct taped the hell out of it because I was like, I'm driving 13 and a half hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For that, you're driving all over. Yeah. You can't just get tied on. You got to really make sure it's wrapped on there tight. You
know, it's on there.
Pull off as you're driving, 13 hours away out there. But like you said, hey, that's the risk that comes with the search.
That's right. We do it.
Places you go to, you never know what you're going to find out there. And hey, but you come out with some goodies out here like this. We got
this is smoother than I remember. It is so smooth.
I mean, the Schlitz here, the bull. You know, this is the because I know you also picked up the gold bull, the high gravity can as well. And the blue bull here is only a 5.9, so it's not too crazy.
Yeah, and the gold one's an 8, right? I believe.
I think it's 8 something. You know, as it says here, a bold and sweet tasting lager for those who appreciate a full bodied malt beverage.
I mean, and it's solid. If any of you guys find the blue bull, it is a solid malt liquor. I mean. Yeah, it's honestly on the top of my list, and if it doesn't make it to the finals next year, I'm gonna be upset because I'm voting for it.
Yeah, hey, get out! You gotta get out there promoting your favorites for next year's Battle of the Booze tournament there. But as we're talking favorites and battles,
we need to
move along here. We got to get to the main event here today. Yes. Otherwise, I'll have people commenting that I said we're going to get to things quick and that it's not till 6 minutes in. And I say, dude, I'll put the time tags in the video. You can click on it to jump you to where you need to be. But hey, this is what we do here. All right. Sometimes we get sidetracked.
That's right. I'm sorry, guys. I do have a lot to talk about. I had a crazy weekend.
I was going to say, yes. Kevin has a lot of stories. He does these adventures. So sometimes he goes a little bit. Sometimes we got to reel him back in. A little
ADHD
bit.
ADHD is real thing.
It happens out there. It happens out there. Yeah. But we will do it now. We will get into the main event of the evening, the Great Apple Battle. We've been talking all these battles recently. You know, we did Keystone Light. We did Keystone Light versus Coors Light. We did a few months back. We did the Natural Light versus the Busch Light out there. And now we're doing the Battle of the Apple Beers here. You know, a few months, not even maybe about a month ago, we did our Busch Light Apple review here, and then we were talking at that time about the rumblings of that there was a Keystone Light Apple that was going to be making its way out there, and then soon enough after we talk about it, then it becomes a reality, and then next thing you know, Keystone Light Apple hits the shelves to go up against the juggernaut that is the Busch Light Apple. Everybody loves their Bapples, and now you got the Clapples.
Clapple or Clapple? They had people voting for it.
I know, they're voting on what was it going to be. What was it going to be out there? I mean, I think the Capple, I think, is easier than the Clapple. You don't want the clap, right? So, I mean, you just want the Capple out there. So luckily I was able to get my hands on some, and if you haven't, I did my own little solo quick review
of the
Keystone Light Apple out there, and then Kevin found the Keystone Light Apple.
I got 3 15
himself,
bad boy
out there.
I drank some Keystone Apple over in Atlanta.
So we said, you know what, we'll do our due diligence here, as we do. People who are out there, I'm sure you've seen the videos by now, people doing the taste test side by side of Busch Light Apple and Keystone Light Apple. So he said, hey, we need to do it too. We need to put it to the test to see which one, because people are like, okay, the Busch Light Apple, like that right now, that's like the top tier for people out there. People are singing the praises constantly. And then Keystone Light Apple comes out, but it's like, okay, could this guy, take that top spot when it comes to these Apple beers? So we're going to dive in today and see which one we think ranks supreme.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So I think first we'll kick it off here with the new kid on the block.
I like the can.
And I'm yes, sorry. Yes. First off, if we're debating on packaging and can logos and the box logos, I mean,
look at
when
that.
I first saw this box, and I talked about it when I said I saw this, you know, the bald eagle with the American flag bandana, the sunglasses,
yep.
You know, soaring here, holding the apple in his hand. I'm like, all right, you sold me right there. That right there is America. And for just a limited run that they said, this is going to be available from around Memorial Day to 4th of July is when the Keystone Light will be on shelves out there to celebrate 250 years of America right here. Keystone Light coming out with these guys here in there. 15 packs and definitely cheaper than the Busch Light apples. So that is definitely a win already and the price point there. But seeing these cans,
I mean, it was less than a dollar a beer. And Keystone did it right with the price. They kept it up there. And I know when we did Busch, we were talking about the price with that. So price-wise, for sure, even before trying them, price-wise, Keystone had it.
When I said when I walked into the store and I saw the pallet of Busch Light apples and the 30-pack was, you know, like $34. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, this is Busch Light apple. I'm like, this is not some big fancy high class beer out there compared to like, even though the 30 packs of regular Busch Light are now close to like $25, but still is another almost $10 more for Busch Light apple. And I was like, oh shit. And then, okay, Keystone Light's coming in right at like the regular Keystone Light, you know, price point pretty much out there. So it's like, all right, if you can get a beer that tastes good at that price point, then we could have a winner. So there it is there. The Keystone Light apple, you know, you got your bald eagle there. Even the other side of the can right there.
Even the other
Keystone
side
Light is good there. So let's
it looks like the Sunny D. It looks like the Sunny Delight thing. Almost.
Yeah. very similar out there. So
if you want some vitamin Keystone.
Vitamin Keystone. So let's do vitamin it. Let's D. Let's dive in. Let's crack it open. Pop open this Keystone Light apple here. Nice
cold steam coming from it.
Which I said
it has a very light
apple. It's a very subtle apple smell to it.
Yeah, very subtle. It's not like when we opened the Busch, like Busch smelled like a Red's Apple L almost.
Yeah, they're just like jumping out at you. You're like, okay, shit, there's apple in this thing. So all right, let's dive in right here. There we go. Keystone Light apple. All right, cheers.
Cheers. Oh yeah. Oh boy, that was a wet one.
Yeah, you're saying before you were afraid that it was going to come back up after, you know, drinking the Keystone Light apples and the Busch Light apples.
Honestly, yeah, I was so afraid. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm very respectful to other fight gyms and stuff, and I was like, guys, I have a buzz going on. I'm sorry, but I surprisingly did better than I thought because I hadn't rolled in a while. But man, Keystone Apple. I will tell you is one of those beers that if you like more of a beer taste than an apple taste, but if you want that subtle apple taste, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. The Keystone Light, it has that beer flavor, more of a beer flavor to it, but the follow has that little bit of apple to it.
Yeah. Now,
the one thing I've noticed with these is that I don't think they're too chuggable, because they have, I don't know, just the extra carbonate. Not there probably isn't extra carbonation in it, but just how you drink it, it just kind of when it sits like right here, right in your throat.
Yes,
as you're drinking it there, But definitely enjoyable. Now these are at the 4.1%. So these and the Busch Light are the same ABV. But definitely has more of a beer flavor with like that hint.
A little more than a hint.
You can definitely taste
The
apple. I don't want to tell people because it's like it's not an overpowering apple taste to it, but
not at all.
You can definitely know
there it is.
That the apples. Yeah, that's good. When you get that sitting here, you got to let it clear it out. And people keep commenting that they love the burps. And we love doing it.
We do. I mean, it's got a solid apple taste to it. It's not overpowering. So you're not getting that apple cider or Angry Orchard taste to it. You still have the beer taste to it. So if you're into more of the beer taste and less of the seltzer, the apple seltzer, apple cider, that's where Keystone has it.
100%.
Now I feel like. This is where I feel that Keystone and Busch has going on. You remember that whole rap battle that Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem had going on?
Yes. Yep.
Did you see Keystone's promotion video for it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He said, some people are making apple beers, but we do it better. And I was like, oh, shit.
The most American apple beer. In the world, which is a very similar to like the if you remember the old Four Loko USA video when that first came out when they were like this is USA all the way and it's a great promotion that Keystone Light has done with this beer so my hat is off, I'm not taking off, but it would be off to them with the promotion
promotion video was solid. I mean,
between that and the social media and just getting the word out there with it, when you're going up against something like a Busch Light apple that has taken, the world by storm coming back this year, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
And then Keystone Light is like, just hold up, guys. We got something in the works too. And they come out with this thing and you see it and you're like, okay, first. You see the packaging, you see the can, and you're like, okay, they're really going all in on this, America side of things, for 4th of July, 250 years of America.
This would be a solid 4th of July beer, speaking of that.
Yeah.
That would be a solid, I'm one of those people who, I like to adventure out on 4th of July. Like, so for instance, when I did the Four Loko USAs, I drank like three of them in a day. Still haven't done four. So I haven't actually been to space yet, but I think if I drink the fourth one, and I still don't know what I'm going to drink this year. Because again, Four Loko guys,
dropping the ball, man. Still nothing, man.
Dropping the ball.
I don't know what's going on with Four Loko these days, man. It's just been.
I don't either. I'm gonna hook my charger up to this thing. I left it in my Jeep for too long, and because it got rescheduled, I didn't charge it when I got. I still haven't even unpacked. That's how behind I am on stuff. I'm catching up on things. There we go.
Yeah, it always takes. Those couple days. I mean,
I didn't even drink a couple days. And I got back. I literally had to drive straight. Straight to the town that I do. It's about an hour away from me where I live. And I did a visit with my daughter, and her birthday's on Tuesday. So happy birthday. Shout out to my daughter. She's a teenager now, man.
Okay.
She's a teenager. Yeah. So, but I had to drive straight to, I had to drive straight to her visit, and I did that. And then I drove straight back, and I'm telling you, when I say I'm tired, jet lag is a thing, but driving lag is way worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shit, man. It's insane. And I haven't even had time to fart, dude. That's how bad it's been. I'm telling you. I haven't had time to.
Well, at least you can get your gas out different ways.
Right, this is my gas right here, guys.
This will be your mm-hmm. Yeah. But and I know we talked about too about the apple beer season that we kind of think of these as more apple beer
more fall.
But I get them capitalizing on the summer and holidays and that Memorial Day to 4th of July time frame out there. At least for the Keystone Light aspect of it, if they're going all in with the packaging and you know, America and
that's great America, guys. I mean, come on. I did comment on the fish cans that Bush had. Mm-hmm. Those are solid cans. Now, I don't think that Bush saw Keystone coming in with that competition. And Keystone, promotion-wise, did a solid job on promoting it. They did. But now what sucks is it's kind of like how Bush does is I bought that 30 pack of Bush. And after I bought it, I don't see it anywhere.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. But and the same thing with Keystone, and that's why I made sure to buy plenty of. I've got plenty.
Yeah,
of
if you see it there, you have to stock up. And I know a lot of people have been still trying to find it. And and I know when they first had their release date, I think was May 7th. I think was the official release date.
So the day that it released,
and you found it that night out there. And I know there were some people that were out there searching, and it took them a few days. They found it. And then other people, they've been searching for close to 3 weeks now and still haven't found it.
Damn, that's insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know they say they're rolling out and it should be nationwide. But I guess
I did see it. I did see it at – so whenever I picked up the Samuel Adams variety pack at Publix. So if you guys have a Publix that's near you, Keystone Apple is still big in the Publix grocery stores. I don't know if you have that over there.
We don't have them up here.
Okay, so I guess it might – I don't know if it's a Texas –
I think it's always south. It's I know I've – in Florida. I know I've seen them in Florida. I think it's the south, so, more south.
Publix, you know? And then also like Tom Thumb or I don't know if Costco has it. I wanted to stop it at Costco, but I don't want to pay for the membership just for going there once, you know? I've got a Sam's Club membership.
Right. If you can get it other places, then why
bother? Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things like, do I want to pay for a membership if I'm just going to go there one time? You know, so I don't know. Y'all might check those places. That's one of those beers that you really don't have to go in the ghetto for.
No. I think once they get out, they should be in most stores out there with it.
Yeah, and I saw.
Definitely. I mean, I just finished off this can here. It's easy, drinkable beer. Yeah. I mean, I've been drinking them off and on, you know, for the past couple of weeks.
Oh, man. I drink a lot of them. And I introduced quite a few people to them because they were like, wait, you have apple beer? And I was like, yes, I do. And I have plenty of it. So the Keystone apples, I was more like shareable with them and less selfish. With the Bush, I was like, I only have a few in my fridge and I need to save these for the podcast.
So
I was like, I have a few. I'll let you try a sip. But that's about all you're getting out of the Bush.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can go find your own.
Go find your own. Go and search on your own. I searched myself. So but it's a solid beer. It's a very easy beer to finish.
Definitely, the Keystone Light Apple definitely has as a more of a beer flavor.
Yes,
to it with that hint of apple, but not. I want to say it's more than a hint of apple. You can definitely taste.
Yeah, you can taste apple.
But it goes down quick.
It does. And if you want a good lake, like if you're going out to lake or something like that, or you're going out and floating the river, Keystone Apple is where it's at. If you can get a case of Keystone Apple, take it out to the lake with you. Take it out to the river. Take it out to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those good, I'm going to chill and drink beers.
Even though we were saying that we think of these apple beers as more of like a fall beer.
It is.
But I can see it for the summer. It's definitely can be drinkable, you know, during the heat, the summertime, just hanging out poolside, lakeside, beachside, wherever you are, just out in the backyard, you know, hanging out. Definitely a good beer to drink during that time out there. So now
that we
finish off that.
You know about licensing from Keystone. I would love to see Keystone do the summer shandy, like a summer shandy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Because if I go to the beach, I'm drinking a summer shandy. Like, yeah. And it's got that nice lemon or tropical taste to it, whatever they decide to do with it. So anytime I go out to the beach or I'm on vacation or something like that, I'm down for a summer shandy. It starts with an L. It's like a German word.
I think is it the Leichenkugels,
right? Something that, like that. Yeah. They have a summer shandy that is solid.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's like the Arnold Palmer of beers. Mm-hmm.
I've had solid. Yeah,
solid beer. I mean, it is. So Keystone Apple, just on the overall rating of it, I love it. I'm so glad that I got 3 15 packs of it because I'm going through them.
Yeah, stock up now while you can. Yeah. If it is only going to be available until 4th of July.
I don't know. Yeah, did they say it's going to be?
I think that's what they said. From what I read, they said that it would be available, you know, between Memorial Day and 4th of July. That was the time frame.
Stock up on it, guys.
So when it comes to, you know, we're almost in June, so you got a month or so to get out there and load up and stock up on it before it's done for the season. So now that I'm going to get my my palate cleanser here.
Yes, got to get the palate cleanser
with the
old bull. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a smooth beer, and I haven't had it for years. So being able to have it is a treat. It's a good palate cleanser.
You gotta get that. We're going apple to apples, so we gotta get a fresh start before we get into.
That's a good little battle name. The apple to apples battle.
Yeah, apple to apple. Yeah, yeah. The great apple battle here of 2026 here. So we did the Keystone Light apple, and now we gotta do the Busch Light apple. You know, we did the full podcast on this a few weeks back. If you haven't checked that one out, check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
The archives out there. So we've already dived into this, but
now I'll tell you guys. And because Roadhouse isn't able to make it, he's out doing some secret missions. This is one of the beers that actually caused him to throw up. Because he drank so much of it. So
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
It could be both. Guys, Busch Apple pushed it. They push it every year so much that people are getting truckloads of it. And I didn't see them post people getting Keystone Light, but I hope they push it enough to where people are doing it.
When Busch Light Apple first came back for the season, you saw people, they were loading up their trucks.
Oh yeah,
and they'd have the full flatbed full of 30 packs.
That's insane. Busch Light. But it reminds me of college.
Yeah,
we would load up a truck bed full of like Keystone and whatever else we can get that was cheap. Keystone Frio beer. That's a Texas beer. Whatever was cheap. And we just take it out and do bonfires. My first 2 years, I went to college on the beach. So we would throw bonfires with truckloads of beer on the beach. And then we'd also do, whenever I moved to Tarleton, which is more of like a rodeo college and stuff like that. Very good college. I graduated from there. But we would load up with truckloads of beer too. Yeah. But it was just whatever we could find that's cheap because we're college students, we're broke, you know. So hey, whatever we can get that's cheap, we're doing it.
I mean, I don't know if it's because of this being, you know, another limited release, you know, seasonal for the Busch Light Apple. The people are like, shit, I got to get out there and load up on it. People that are like now, they're like, no, this is people. Some people are like, you know, this is what I'm drinking all summer. Is the Busch Light Apple like this? This is going to be my go to for the summer. So I'm gonna buy, you know, 50-30 packs today, and that will hold me throughout the whole summer.
So kudos
to you.
Yeah, funny story about Busch. So actually, just the week before I left for Atlanta, I had some clients that got a 12 pack of Busch Apple. I guess it was last year. And they said, hey, we still have like part of a 12 pack. Do you want it? And I was like, Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And I tried it, and I think after a year, and it's been in the fridge the whole time. I mean, this has been in the fridge for the whole time. And I tried one, and I'm not going to ruin this whole, like, this whole us opening this up, but it tastes more caramelized after a year.
Okay.
But it had that, like, caramel
apple. Yeah, where it's kind of, where it's sitting there, and it's...
For a year.
Like, you'll see. Let's crack this one open.
Let's go ahead and crack it open, because I think everybody's
I think we probably have, I think we have, and I think we talked about it the last time, too. I think we have the same... you know, idea of what, like, the first taste is of it, and maybe what you're saying, that year sitting there might kind of tone it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I think my favorite part about opening up a cold beer is seeing that cold steam.
Oh, yeah. And definitely, then that smell
is more of an apple,
like, very strong apple smell.
You don't smell beer in it.
Yeah, the Keystone is like, you could smell it was a beer. But you could still smell there was some apple in there. With the Busch Light apple, it's like, oh no, there's no question. This is something apple flavored.
100% apple
in this can. So let's
slide.
There we go. Busch Light apple. Cheers.
Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Every time you drink one of those, it's refreshing.
It is. I'll say
it's a refreshing taste. Compared to Keystone, it's more of a very appley taste. The smell too. It's more of an appley smell, appley taste. If you
like apple, and I know there's people out there. That's what
it is. Yeah.
If people are out there, and you always get people that are like, oh, fruit has no place in beer.
Oh, it does.
You want to keep fruit and beer separate out there. But if you do it well, then it is worth it. But definitely a stronger apple flavor. Like, you don't really taste any beer in this.
No, you really don't. It's more of an apple. It's kind of like if you opened up a Angry Orchard apple ale.
Yeah, but I want to say, but it's sweeter than that, because some of those ciders, when you drink them, they're very dry.
Yeah,
but with this, you get that apple taste as if it was a cider, but brewed as, like, fully brewed as a beer.
Yeah.
Is what you get with it.
This one has more of a, like, as you said, more of a sweet apple taste. And it's not just an, like, Keystone. It's the aftertaste that you get. You get that nice, like, palate of a beer aroma, and then you get the apple taste. You know, this one, it's just a straight snap of finger. You get the apple taste.
Yeah.
You know, it's a straight, apple.
First, once it hits your lips, you're like, okay, that's apple. There's no question. There's no denying it. Apple taste. Yeah. I mean, which is good. You just have to be in the mood for it. You have to know what you're getting going into it. But people love it. I mean, people sing the praises.
Very hyped up beer. Very hyped up beer. They did a very good job. However, I wish their promotion video was as good as Keystone.
Yeah.
That's where Keystone had it. It was like the battle between MGK and Eminem. I mean,
you have the incumbent there of the Busch Light apple. You know Then you got the upstart showing up to as I said, rattle the apple cart a little bit, to come in here and, raise some hell with it, the Keystone Light apple, because they're like, shit, why do these guys get to have all the fun with the apple beers? We're going to come out with our own now. Yeah. So definitely on the promotion side of things, Keystone Light definitely 100%.
They hammer that nail down.
Apple just put out pictures every day of like, oh, here's a 30 pack. Here, buy Busch Light Apple, and people are like, okay, cool, that's great. But Keystone Light does the more fun way. of going through with the videos and even some of the other posts they did, you know, asking people, oh, what should we call it? Is it Capple or Collapple? You know, what do you guys want to?
Yeah, y'all comment in the comments.
Yeah, and what do you think? No. What are you calling it?
I think I would call it Capple. Because Clapple just doesn't sound right. As you said, people don't want the clap. You don't want the clap, man.
Yeah.
I just want to drink and not get the clap.
Yeah, exactly. I want to have fun. I don't want to have the repercussions.
I don't want to have that kind of fun.
No. No, that's not fun for anybody. No.
Yeah. But, I mean, Busch, they're both very solid beers. If you're going for more of the beer taste, you want to go Keystone.
Yeah,
And that's what I like. Now, if you're going for more of the apple cider taste and more of the sweet taste and everything like that, Busch is where it's at, and you don't want to taste beer. I don't taste much beer in this one.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, I just taste the apple and the carbonation with it. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't drank a ton of these in a sitting.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Overall, like for an all day drinking, do you want to be pounding down the Busch Light apples or the Keystone Light apples? I think probably the Keystone Light apple might be the better one for.
Okay, like, so I did this.
Drinking. I did it. What do you think?
Well, I did this, and when you told me that when I was in Atlanta and you told me that we're gonna do it this week. Instead of last week, I put six Busch apples in my fridge and six Keystone apples in my fridge. And, of course, I shared a couple of the Keystones. So I had maybe like four of my own of the Keystones in one night. And then I had like six of the Busch apples in one night. And I was there for like four or five nights. I don't remember. But I think honestly, for a beer that I'm trying to like just drink a lot of, apple wise, Keystone has it because that's just it's got that beer taste, and it's not that overpowering sweet taste. Me personally, I'm one of those people who if it's too sweet for me, I'm not going to drink a lot of it. Now, I was a little bit more selfish with the Busch apples because I only have one 30-pack of it. I did get to be a little bit more lenient with the Keystone apples.
Yeah.
I was like, no, y'all aren't touching my Busch. You could have Keystone, but not the Busch.
Yeah, don't touch my Busch. That's my own Busch. Don't touch my Busch. You touch your own Busch, not my Busch.
Your Busch. You don't touch mine. So I think, honestly, for a beer that you want to sit back and just enjoy multiple ones, and honestly, you did say Keystone's a little bit harder to chug, but I think it depends on who you are. Like, if you want a sweeter chug, which I can't do, I can't chug sweet stuff. It's rough. Then you want to go Keystone if you wanted to just drink multiples and just go back to back to back to back. Busch is more of one of those beers that I think I can enjoy a few of them and then be like, okay, I'm going to cleanse my palate with another.
Yeah. The one thing I was thinking of, which I haven't tried doing yet, is kind of intermingling them with their counterparts of like a regular Busch Light or a regular Keystone Light in between the Keystone Light and apples, like doing. You know, going back and forth between a Keystone Light apple and a regular Keystone Light, or the same thing with a Busch Light apple and a regular Busch Light. Like maybe something like that might be a better combo with it there instead of going down.
That might be a better...
kind of going back and forth with it, or drinking like two and one, or you know something like that. But you know, keep it in that same family of whichever one you want to go with, but not just going through because I think. I mean, I haven't done more than two or three of any of these at a time together.
Yeah.
At once, thinking like, okay, but if you're like hanging out all day, you know, in the summertime, maybe it is, you know, you switch it up and you throw in, you know, go two Keystone Light apples and then, two Keystone Lights and then kind of go back and forth. Just kind of alternate it a little bit, just to kind of keep yourself, you know, not going too heavy on the apple beers and whatever, you know, how that will get you feeling after. Not that it's any higher ABV or stuff like that, but just with the taste.
No, I think I don't remember the ABV on Busch. Let me
see. I think it's the same. It's a
4.1.
4.1. So they're both 4.1.
4.1. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're both the same. Which is good. Now I think danger wise, like if you're going for taste, I think Busch is more of one of those ones that you need to watch out for. Like, don't drink too much of it because it's easy to drink down.
Yeah. But
Keystone is the same way. If you're more of the beer taste person, like if I want more of the beer taste, I could drink multiple of either one and still get the same feeling. Now if I'm wanting to choose, I don't know if it's about that time to choose.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's give our final picks five. Here of what we which one will we choose here? Either the Busch Light Apple or the Keystone Light Apple here. You know, which one would get the pick? You see both of these sitting there in the cooler. You know, over summer,
and I hanging out. Both of them, I mean, very easy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, which one do you pick up and grab out of there?
Yeah. Now, if I have a cooler and I have both of them in there, if I'm choosing, honestly, I might just because I don't know what it is within the past like few years, I became more of like the beer taste person and less of like, oh, it's overly sweet. I think I'll choose Keystone Apple over Busch Apple, which is, I mean, Busch Apple has been around longer. And I thank Keystone for coming out with Keystone Apple because it gives you more of that beer taste.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm enjoying beers and if I'm, it's a very close call, but I think I'm going to choose Keystone Apple.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you on that too. I mean, I know once, you know, the Keystone Light Apple came out and then people started posting the videos and the reels about it. And people are like, oh, are you going to be shocked that, you know, going side by side, which one is better? People have been singing the praises, you know, of the Busch Light Apple, and then Keystone Light Apple comes along and this is the first time I've done both of them side by side. I've done them both separate days.
I haven't done them
side by side in the same sitting. You know, I've done one day. I've done one the next day. So, I mean, I knew the difference in the taste. I knew what we're going into, but not sitting here side by side one after another with them. And I'm with you. I think the Keystone Light Apple has more of that beer taste with the apple flavor to it. It's not overpowering with the apple. You also get the bonus of the price point of the Keystone.
Oh, it's a very good price point. You're paying less than $1 cheaper. All around, Keystone Apple has it. I mean, you're paying less than $1
and the promotion, the gimmick with it, the packaging, the logo. You know, we're always suckers here for something that looks different and cool and will draw your eye to it in the store.
Yeah,
over there, and a lot of people have said the same thing too. They're like, yeah, the Busch Light Apple. You know, you had it up on that pedestal. Okay, this was like the supreme apple beer, and then these guys come in with the Keystone Light Apple, and a lot of those other beer guys out there that are doing these reviews, they're like, you know, you'd be surprised. You know, the Keystone Light Apple, it's a sleeper out
there. They Ronda Rousey with Busch.
Yeah,
they did. They 16 seconds. Honestly, if I could finish a beer in 16 seconds, I'm going to shit myself, but I don't know if I could. I might try. I mean, shit.
Hey.
Hey, episode 400 is coming up. So,
yeah, get those depends on. Yeah. I mean, get the depends on out there. Yeah.
I think, honestly, just all around with the way Keystone Apple did it, I think they did it a very solid way. They made it to where it's a subtle apple taste. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad. You still get that beer taste. So when I'm drinking a beer, I want to still have that beer taste. Now, I'm not going to lie. Both of them are solid beers. But Busch Apple is one of those beers when it comes out and you drink it. And I've drank it religiously when it comes out. You get more of that, like, solid apple taste.
Yeah. It's got that sweeter taste to it there. Even when it, just drinking it, it kind of, we've talked before, where it sits in your mouth, you kind of like taste like, not that it's sugary, but you can kind of taste it, you know, just kind of sitting there and lingering.
Yeah, it lingers a lot.
Not like a regular beer where, okay, you sip it, okay, you drink it, you get the aftertaste for like a minute, and then it's gone. But the Busch Light Apple, it sits there, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, not at all.
But it is overpowering with that apple taste. With it, that's why the Keystone Light is it throws it in there. You definitely know it's got apple, but it's not punching you in the face saying, "Oh, you want an apple beer? You know, boom, here you go." It's right in the nose. As soon as you take that first sip, it's like, okay, it's there. And the more you drink it, the more the apple shows itself as you drink it.
Yeah,
which sometimes is better, because, like I said, the people that are like, "Oh, I don't want fruit and beer. I don't want an apple beer." It's like, okay, you take the Keystone Light, you'll get that beer taste, but with that hint of apple.
It's like a nice solid hint of apple too.
Yeah, it throws in something extra.
This past week, I drank more Keystone Apple, and it was partially because I'm trying to save my case of a Busch. Just to kind of reminisce on it and everything like that.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, if I had the same amount of Busch and the same amount of Keystone, I'll go Keystone all the way, just because it's a nice, subtle taste. I still get that beer taste that I want.
Yeah.
Busch has a very overpowering apple taste to it, which necessarily isn't a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. But I still want that beer taste.
Yeah.
I still want to be able to have that nice, like, okay, this is still a beer.
Yeah. Busch, yeah. It's not like, you're like, I don't want to drink. I'm not drinking a cider. If I want to drink a cider, I'll drink a cider. And it's definitely, it's not even at the level of like a Reds. Like I cracked open the Reds, you know, Wicked Apple last week. And that you can definitely taste. I mean, that's the 8%er, and that's definitely has that more sweeter, syrupy, malty taste to it. It's not at that level, but with these guys here, and I think I do have some regular Busch Light left still, a couple cans. So I might have to do like trying out that, you know, doing a,
I have a another Busch
out there.
I can get a six pack of Keystone.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think I'll probably try that with the Keystone Light too. You know, pick up a 15 pack of that and see. Once summertime hits, you know, we had a hot spell over here this past week. Then it cools down again. You know, just in time for being crappy and rainy for Memorial Day weekend.
Man, y'all are the same way. Then I Atlanta was the same way. It's been raining. I get back to Texas. It rained all day today. It's going to rain all day tomorrow. And then it's going to be sunny. So I told my guys, I was like, we're doing a crawfish boil.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. But it's been rainy since I got back. And I know all y'all can hear it. I'm kind of nasally, because the second I pulled into Texas, it was like, pow, we're going to hit you with fucking allergies.
Yep.
That's what I hate about going on vacation or going out of state.
Whenever you come back, like, okay, now you're all stuffed up. Like, oh, shit. Yeah.
I've got everything. Honestly, like, guys, I'm a real person. I'm not one of those, like, fake people. This is what I have right now to get me through this shit. So this is this is one of those ones where it's like, you gotta sniff it. And it, so this is the shit we go through. We love you guys. We're going to keep on going as you know, we're about to hit episode 400.
The next one up on tap will be episode 400.
I can't believe
there.
It,
so we'll have some goodies on tap for that one out there. And besides that, we got some other
I've got goodies. A whole...
Yeah, Kevin stocked up on some stuff in his travels there.
Oh, my God.
We'll have some special guests joining us down the line out here as we keep...
You know if did Steph say she's going to...
Yeah, Steph will join us too here as well. Yeah, we do that. We do some more Four Loko with Steph. Yes. Everybody, Austin, join us back here for some goodies out there. Episode 400 will be the next one on tap, so make sure you subscribe and stay tuned for that here on the YouTube channel because
we're taking over the world, guys.
I know. I got my St. Ides, my 40s, sitting in the fridge getting ready to do my side-by-side comparison for episode 400. of that out there, but in the meantime, out there, you know, get out there, get searching, see what you can find on the shelf, and hey, and let us know. Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, let us know. Are y'all down?
Are you Team Busch Light Apple or are you Keystone Light Apple out there? A lot of people have said it, and they commented on my video I did of the Keystone Light Apple, saying like, hey, that they'd like the beer. They're pleasantly surprised.
I was actually very surprised. And their first year coming out, I mean, they came out strong.
Yeah. Hopefully it will stick around.
I hope
become a seasonal brew with that out there. And keep the promotion going out there. Keep the fun. You know, you like to see that. You like to see that, you know, the fun videos and promotions out there with everything. So hey, give them a shot. You know, let us know which one. Leave a comment down below which one you guys are a fan of. Are you Keystone Light or Busch Light out there? But hey, do us a solid. You know, smash that subscribe button right here. Tell your friends. Doesn't cost a thing. Over 25,000 subscribers and counting. You know, spread the word. And if you lasted this long, if you hit the times in the description down there. You know, those of you that were complaining that I said we would get into it, and then it takes me 6 minutes to crack open a Keystone Light Apple. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look,
we're a podcast.
We talk about everything, and then if you want to jump around and find your spot, then hey, more power to you. Whatever brings you to the dance, as long as you just, you know, like, hit the like button, subscribe, you know, share, tell your friends. You know, the best of the worst in cheap booze is right here at the bottom shelf. Bumwise beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Kevin the Tattoo Dude. I am Bumwine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers, guys. Bumwine Bob is Bumwine Bob.
I need a beer.